You could almost say American workers have declared a national strike. We're quitting jobs at never seen before rates. Employers are struggling to find employees. And now workers in a number of industries across the country are taking action against their employers. Hollywood TV and film crews could strike as early as next week. Alabama coal miners are striking for better pay and working conditions. And John Deere workers are also walking the picket lines today. 10,000 employees, primarily in Iowa and Illinois. It's the nation's largest private sector strike since the UAW waged a costly six-week strike 2 years ago against General Motors. Joining us now is Dave Jamieson, a labor reporter with the HuffPost. Dave, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You spoke with John Deere employee John Maneri of Moline, Illinois, and here's what he had to say about his employer.
I think they're going to wait us out, see if they can drain our savings or our patience, and give us a similar offer and hope it passes.
What are workers calling for?
So the workers have a fairly long list of demands, but near the top of that list would be to get rid of this two-tier system that they have in place in John Deere. Years ago, the company, in an agreement with the United Auto Workers, created a system where new employees would be paid lower compensation compared to legacy employees. And that's created a lot of animosity within the union. And so new workers and older workers want to see that system gone.
These two differing tracks, I mean, really play out, as you said, in pay, but also benefits.
That's right. It's the newer workers have reduced pension and health care benefits. They have closed the gap on wages, but the pensions and the health care are a very big deal. And what's a huge sticking point here is that what Deere has proposed is creating essentially a third tier. So the post-97 workers have lesser pension benefits, but moving forward, Deere wants to make it so that anyone hired after this contract is ratified, that none of those new workers would have any pension.
What has John Deere said about this latest action?
So John Deere, like most companies in this position, maintains that they have put forward a solid offer, and they're disappointed to see workers go out on strike. One big piece of this is how profitable John Deere is right now. They have just had back-to-back record-setting quarters when it comes to profits. They're doing very well. Commodity prices are high. This is a company that makes agricultural and construction equipment, and there's huge demand for that stuff right now. So the company's doing extremely well, and I think from the workers' perspective, they see a lot of the factors in their favor to go into a strike like this right now.
Let's talk about that a little bit. I mentioned IATSE, that's the union that represents film and television workers. They've declared a strike as soon as Monday. Also, Alabama coal miners, Nabisco and Kellogg workers, nurses in California, healthcare workers in Buffalo. They're all using this power of organizing and striking. How big of a phenomenon is all of this, and how does the pandemic factor into it?
So there are a lot of strike authorizations going on right now. If IATSE goes out on strike, that would be the biggest strike we've had in the private sector in about 15 years. There are workers at Kaiser that may go on strike. You add all those in, if they do walk out along with the Deere folks, we could have a month where we have more than 100,000 private sector workers on strike. Those are really big numbers.
And you're also finding that there's another commonality here, and that's work hours.
That's right. One thing we've seen in a lot of these recent strikes is workers saying they've been required to work lots of overtime and they're tired of it. We saw it at Kellogg's. We saw it at Frito-Lay. And that's really the salient issue in Hollywood right now. I talked to one worker who said she is accustomed to working 14-hour days. We talked at 7 a.m. West Coast time when she was on her drive to the set, and she texted me later that day, 15 hours later, to say, hey, I'm hopping in my car now to go home. So those workers are literally afraid they're going to get in car crashes. They're working such long hours. And we've seen that at these other industrial settings, too. Workers saying they've worked 16-hour back-to-back shifts.
Well, we're using this term, the great quit, to talk about what we're seeing right now. In this context you're giving, this historical perspective, is really important. But does this current movement, in a way, embolden workers who decide to stay in these jobs, who decide not to quit, to make their employers meet these demands?
Yeah, I do think something bigger is going on here, and it affects not just union workers, but non-union workers too. You know, people call it the great quit. I almost think of it as kind of a silent strike that's happening as these unions are going on actual strikes. And by silent strike, I mean people are kind of quietly withholding their labor. We have millions of people who are choosing to stay on the sidelines of the labor market, I think in large part because a lot of them don't like what employers are offering. They wages are going up because, you know, workers are holding out for something better. And so I do think something bigger is happening here. And so you do have this kind of militancy happening within unions, but I think in a quieter way, you have something happening throughout the economy where lots of workers are expecting more from their jobs. But we see people really rallying for these folks and lots of community support. And I think that's because people feel like workers have kind of been taking it on the chin for a long time.
That's Dave Jamieson. He's a labor reporter with the HuffPost. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.